Mishnah Beis. So now we're talking about the being machshir the mavui to make a kosher to carry in, I should say. So hechshir mavui, what it takes to make a mavui a place where you can carry. B'shamei omrim lechi v'kora. You need to have two things at its entrance, both the lechi, the side posts, and a kora above. Now, the lechi are just posts that are 10 tefachim high, and the kora is the crossbeam. It need not be, like if you look at my picture over here, Beisil omrim lechi o kora. He says you can use either a lechi, the post on the bottom, or a kora, the beam on top. Now, we'll define in the next Mishnah exactly what makes a kora and what makes a lechi, but this I want to explain already. The role of these two devices are different in Beis Hillel's world, and therefore they're big nafkaminas. According to Beis Hillel, the lechi is functioning as a machitza, as a fourth wall, so to speak, a mini wall. You know, not so different from, by analogy, but at least you're familiar with the idea of that fourth wall or the third wall in your sukkah. It's just like a token wall, if you will, right? But it makes a fourth wall. Okay? So that's the lechi's function. So once you have it there, that acts as a mechitza and closes off the mavui, turning the mavui into the alleyway, into a bona fide rishus hayachid. Right? It's like it's walled in on all sides. The fourth side has a mechitza there, this halachic mechitza. And now it's totally a private area. No, and therefore it's rishus hayachid proper. You can carry in it. But therefore, let's say, for example, you threw a rock from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the Mavui, once it has the Lechi up, you'll be Chayav for Shabbos, because you've done a Hotzah, you've transferred from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, if instead of using a Lechi, you use a Kora, so what the issue is like this. The Mavui, before you put anything up, what's the Talachic status? So we said, Midoraisa, it's nothing. Midoraisa, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's not blocked in, and it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because there's no major traffic there. It's a nothing. It's like a non-discussed area. The rabbis made areas that are sort of they're not fully private, and therefore they can't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but they're not boxed in, so they can't make the full Rosh Hashanah Yachid definition. At the same time, since they're not private, but there's not a lot of traffic, they're not a full Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they call that a carmelis. And you can't carry in a carmelis, or to or from a carmelis, as we discussed. If you put your korah to demark, this is where the alleyway ends, now the rabbis let you carry in that carmelis. They let you carry in the mavui now because it's marked off. But it's not closing it off. And therefore, it sort of, this may sound a bit of like an oxymoron, but it becomes essentially a carmelis that you are allowed to carry in. It's not really a carmelis anymore because now it's a mavui that's mavui sasam, it's its own status. But the point is, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid at all. And therefore, if you want to carry in it, besides for needing to have the shetufi muvaos, you know, the food that everyone has that uses the mavui together, but the point is, it remains not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore, the big nafkamina will be, besides that you need the shetufi muvaos, is if someone throws a rock now from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that alleyway, and it only has a kora, which is just there as a heker, and not there to make a fourth wall, not as a mechitza, you'll be pater, because you transfer from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and not into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, rather into a carmelis, and you're not chayav in Shabbos for that. So it's a big nafkamina. So the point is that Beis Hillel allows either the korah or the lechi, but the mechanism by which they work is korah uses as a heker, as like a signpost, a demarcation. The lechi works as a mechitza to make a fourth halachic wall, and there's a big nafkamina if it's actually Rosh Hashanah Yachid proper or just so to speak, a carmelis that you're allowed to carry in. Okay? Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. The Ritva explains, the Bartender seems to go with him also, that the Rabbi Eliezer is saying what the pshat is in Beis Shammai. He's just saying that Beis Shammai didn't mean, like I drew over here, one lechi, one korah, but Beis Shammai meant was lechi on each side. Yeah, now, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmud Echad, a certain Talmud said, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, before Rabbi Akiva. That's, of course, strange syntax. Okay, but in normal English, what we're saying, first of all, this Talmud, the unnamed Talmud, is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was a student of both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And what's going on, the meaning of this sentence, of this, whatever this opening clause is, that Rabbi Meir stood in front of Rabbi Akiva and told him what his other Rabbi Yishmael had said. Now again, so the word is mean inside. It says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Tamarecha, the certain student said, I, Rabbi Meir, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, he said it to Rabbi Kiva in front of him, that Lo Nechlechu Beisham Beis Hillel, that the machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel, whether they need both Lechi and Korah or just one or the other will do, that argument didn't exist Al Mavi Shu Pachas Ma'ar Ba'amos, on an alleyway whose entrance that leads into the Rishus Rabbim is less than 4 amos across. 4 amos, usually, 6 to 8 feet across, 2 meters or so. If it's that small, then even Beis Shammai agrees, Shu o belechi o bekora. You can use either the lechi or the korah. Alman nechlaku, what did they argue on according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Yishmael? They only argued on al rachav ma'arba amos. Once the entranceway from the lechi to the Rishus Rabbim exceeds 4 amos wide, so then, vad eser, till the point of 10 amos, and both will agree, of course, past 10 it won't work, unless you have a tzuras of Pesach. Rabbi Kiva said, no, alzev zeh nechleku, he says, you're absolutely wrong, the machlokus between Beis Sham and Beis Hill exists on all entranceways, even ones between the Mavoi and the Rishus Rabbim that are less than 4 amos. Okay? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Kiva is the Tana Kama, we just said that. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Tama Kama whether or not an entranceway to a mavi which is less than 4 tfachim, like say 12 to 16 inches, right, very small, a very, very narrow, squishy alleyway, if that needs a lechi and a korah or not, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Tana Kama, but who holds what? The Gemara itself doesn't know. There's just enough nafkamina between the two shitas and why it spoke it out again. Fine.